Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on Spirit Talk Radio on Saturday mornings. Our guest today is Sonic Nova. She is a psychic medium, a medical intuitive, and a purveyor of knowledge in the fields that we are challenged with in terms of sustainability and the freedoms of our community and so forth. I'm waiting for her to dial in so that she can share with you messages and information around the times that we've got going on today. I don't know how many of you are facing the distractions of anxiety around when are we going to reopen and how is it going to look like in your city or state, and whether you're rural or you're a city dweller. The anxiety of the next few weeks is weighing heavy upon people, right? It's like, what do we do? What's the truth? What's really happening? And that's the question that a lot of people ask. And I don't know about you, but it's very uncomfortable, right? It's very weird and very uncomfortable. And I'm often wondering what the next step is going to be for us, right? What's the next step? When are we going to find a way to opening up in peace, and what's it going to look like? So I'm going to bring Sonic on. Oh, there she is. I think that's Sonic. I don't see her. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can grab her real quick. All right, so that's what we're trying to get her on the phone right now. She's dialing in, I believe. I'm gonna get her on here so she can speak to all the topics that I just hinted about regarding reopening and what's going on with the COVID virus and, you know, everything else that we've got going on that is interrupting and troubling people. There we go. There you go, Sonic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I kind of set folks up. You know, I've been talking to people. Had a couple of people I was talking to earlier this morning and last night. Lots of anxiety around the community, around, you know, what's going to happen. A combination of what's going to happen when we open, and half the people say there's nothing wrong. The other half of people say there's something terrible wrong. And, oh my God, are we going to run out of food? There's a lot of anxiety going on right now.
Here's what I want to share with everybody. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But you got to realize that you came, the place that you arrived from was the unknown.
This is true, right?
Before you were born, and before you ever, like, the egg and, you know, the sperm came together, where did you come from? You really got to think about this. You really got to feel, more than think about it, feel into it, because a lot of the agitation and the fear and all that is really coming from the ego personality. It's from our personality and our survival mechanism, right? How are we going to survive this? Well, how did you get here? Is what you really got to think about is, like, how did you arrive to being a human and being incarnated and being born into a physical body? And where did you come from? And when you come from a place of the unknown, and the other thing I want to drop in people's bodies is that your body takes care of you, and you don't even know it. It takes care of pumping your blood, having your heart pump, having you breathe. You don't have to think about all these things. It's called the autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system is connected to the infinite. The infinite is what manages these bodies. And how many of us are on the planet? 8.5 billion? Just think about that. The intelligence, the consciousness that is operating, that is allowing us to operate in these vessels temporarily. And just remember, we come into a very temporal place, very temporary place. And this is the earth where it's a time capsule that we're in the body. And then once the time capsule expires, we move on and we go back to the infinite. We go back, you know, to the oneness. And none of this actually there matters. And what I want to drop into your body is that this is an expression. Your physical body is an expression of the divine. Every single human on the planet, and it could be from like the ones that are the most perpetrators, that are horrible, that we perceive as, you know, the evil ones that are destroying our society, which they are, by the way, to the most benign, you know. And I've got to give you guys this, because this morning I was driving over to drop off my kitties because they're working on the garage. And what got dropped into me by the divine, I was like, why are you allowing for this to happen? And the divine was like, excuse me? What do you mean allowing? I'm exploring through the physical consciousness of each human being that is incarnated on the planet, the different options that are available to me. And I don't perceive it as evil or good. I'm very neutral about it, because where I come from is a place of the unknown, if that makes sense.
I mean, it does. It makes perfect sense.
So if people come to that place of knowing that you cannot be destroyed, okay, your infinite self, your divine self, which is behind the ego personality, which is in your body, literally, it's in the heart, it lives in the heart, it's that spark that sparks you into being alive, into this body not collapsing on the ground and rotting. And that intelligence is what's driving everything. And so if you can connect to that intelligence and that divine spark that you are, and start operating from the place of that you're not going to go without, that you go without because you create it with your thoughts, with your fears, okay? That's how the mind loves doing that. It thrives on us spurting out our adrenal fluids, you know, the adrenochrome. It just thrives on that. So if we come to a place of oneness in a place of stillness, right, within ourselves, and we go, okay, at the infinite level, nothing can affect me, which is really the truth. Then if I can bring that level to the more physical form of me that's expressing as me, as the I here, as the personality, how can I bring that intelligence through me that will bring me to a place where I can actually, you know, have a beautiful life, no matter what the circumstances are around us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's going on the planet, no matter what these governments, these criminal governments, and they are all globally, are trying to enforce upon us, you know. And I want you to see the other side of this. We are living in a country that has a constitution. And we have constitutionalist people, and that's part of what I'm going to talk to you about today. And I'm going to give you a page for everybody to go to, which is called, the website is theamericanstateassembly.net, okay? The American State Assembly, and assemblies with double S, .net. If you go there, you can go there, change your political status, which means you're no longer part of the corporation of the USA Inc., United States of America Inc., all capitals. That is not our government. I just got to say, this is absolutely true. It's the government for the United Kingdom. The Queen of England is the one that's operating it, and the Pope of Rome. And when you have every single president we've ever had, when they have their inauguration, who are the two first people they meet after their inauguration and they have to see their bosses. The boss is the Pope, which to me is like the head mob boss of the organized world crime syndicate. And then the second to that is the Queen of England. And if you look at the corporation that's running the United States of America, Inc., it's a corporation that is in Edinburgh, Scotland. And it was created in 160 years ago. And that's what's running our supposed government in D.C. Our seat of government is not Washington, D.C. That's the District of Columbia that was for the Queen of England to basically, they're subcontractors that were supposed to do our bidding, and now they've gone rogue, completely rogue, because we've all forgotten this. So I'm giving you like a civics lesson here. And furthermore, this interregnum, it's called an interregnum in between government, okay, now has really gone rogue because the state assembly people, we have all 50 states, all people have assembled as it states in the Constitution. We've all assembled. We're all part of the assemblies. And now we're telling this fake government, we're saying we're firing you. You're fired. They have been fired, but they're ignoring us. So, you know, it's like when they ignore us, what do they become? What kind of government are they? They're not following the rule of the people. Thank God there's so many policemen now, so many sheriffs that are waking up and realizing if I do this to my fellow man here, they're going to do it to me. And I took a note to the Constitution. I got to honor it. So I'm not going to honor what these governors are saying and what, you know, and what the Trump is saying and what all these criminals, they are truly criminals acting what it's called under the color of law. And there are rogue governments that we have now, and that's what we're dealing with. And there is going to be tribulation. Sorry, guys. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. There's definitely going to be a lot of changes going on. And yes, you know, there needs to be concern about food and security and safety. But the most important thing that I have to say to put in front of that is to come from that place of the infinite acting through you, coming through you and guiding you as opposed to the personality. Because if you allow the personality to come in and guide you, it's going to guide you into the poop of things. You know, you'll be stepping in poop, you know, instead of liberating yourself and getting yourself to a place where, you know, maybe you decide to leave the city and you decide to go in the country and either rent a house or buy a house that has, you know, and you start a self-sustaining community with other people, because this is what we're going to have to do. We're coming into a time, and this is why they're doing this. They're preparing people to stand in line for food lines, because the earth has already done this. The earth for the last 4 years, we've gone into what they call a grand solar minimum, not a mini solar minimum, a grand solar minimum, which means a grand ice age. And so all of our grains have been decimated since 2018. We have floods in the Midwest, and instead of the silos being built 20, 40 feet above ground, because it's easier, right, for them to drop the grains that they collected with their machines, they actually had them below ground, and all that got flooded. Like 20 feet of flooding happened. So all those grains and all our grain reserves that should have been transferred over to higher ground got destroyed. So whatever that we have in the stores and whatever the manufacturers have and all the people have is what we have left. And so this is why they're doing the food lines, because they're preparing people, because there's going to come a time where there isn't going to be this food available. And that's why you have to start being a prepper, and you got to start making, like, growing your own garden. I'm growing my own garden.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, you got to learn how to do things. And you know what? I totally want to have a show with you where we could talk about how to grow a garden and what kind of things you can buy and use and put forth so you could have a very fruitful garden that then you could, you know, I'm planning to share it with my neighbors because I'm going to have too much fruit to just one person. So when I have my big lettuces and when I have all my carrots and everything, you know, growing like crazy and I can't eat it all, I'm going to go to all my neighbors and say, here you go. You know,
so
we need to support each other.
Sonic, I'm gonna give you a minute to take a breath, because you just laid down some knowledge for 15 minutes. That was a lot of stuff. I was just looking at the clock like, oh my God, it's only been 15 minutes. That was a lot of information. And I have to tell you, as I'm listening to this, part of me is like, people out there are like, this gal is radical. Listen to her talk about all this stuff. And it's just, but it's the interesting thing is like, this is really happening. If you watch the news, because this is the vision that I got, listening to you talk with all the news showing on the screen with you being the audio, this stuff is really happening. It's really happening. You know, and in my wildest dreams, I am a patriot. I love my country. I love being an American. I served in the military. I fought in a war. I am a devout American, and I am appalled by looking at some of the stuff that I see happening, because it feels like our freedoms are being taken from us.
They are.
I had a debate the other day with somebody who's like, our politicians don't even care what we want to do anymore. As you watch the news, you're like, oh, well, I'm not even important. They're just doing whatever they want.
They've been putting themselves into office without our consent, without our voting, you know. And remember this, this is a hired government. You need to do your research. What I'm telling you is not BS. If you go do your research and get off your butts and stop watching TV and getting programmed, go do your research on the internet. You'll find everything, every single word I have spoken here is true, and you'll find the evidence online. You're literally, and that's what the shocker is. Like, people don't want to know, don't want to hear. I just want to be a head in the sand. But the truth is that if you are, it's going to slam, reality is going to come and slam you. So,
that's crazy.
I'm wanting to prepare you. Our government is not our government. What you believe to be the United States of America government is a hired government that has been hired for the last 150 years. The flag that we fly is not the peace flag. The flag that we fly for the United States of America is a war flag. It is a war flag, which means we have been under martial law for the last 150 years. This is why the Senate, House of Representatives that we have, you know, that pretend they're acting in the color of law, pretending to be our government, are not. They are hired. And now they're rogue because the people have woken up. We've set up the assemblies. We're organized. The people, the purpose of the Constitution is for self-governing. That means that you, me, you know, all of us govern ourselves and govern this country. We don't have some agency that governs us. And we've forgotten that. And you guys really need to go read the Constitution, because when Trump placed an order that he's going to have our military come in and try and inject us all with their poison, because that's what it is, I got news for them, you know, and forcing people to wear masks. I have evidence that this is unlawful and illegal, even by the government itself, you know. So all the stuff they're doing, they're reversing, they are trying to take all our rights away. And what we need to do is, like we did 150 years ago, is stand up and go, I'm not going to take this. You know, I'm going to do it peaceably at first. And that's why it's so important for people to change their political status. It is crucial for you to go from then believing, and they did this without your consent. That's a really sick part. When you were born, they just made you part of their corporation. Okay, because the world is being run by corporations, not people. And a corporation is a corpse, literally a corpse. It's a dead thing that cannot exist without a human being. If there was no human being, those corporations would die. So, in our Constitution, it states that this country cannot be run by corporations, but yet it is. So you really got to wake up, and you really got to take action and change your political status from being a United States of America Inc. citizen. That's they look at you as one of their slaves, period, because that's how the Queen looks at everybody, as a slave. They don't see you as another human being. They've lost their ability to be human. I'll just put it that way, very plainly. And so if you change your political status, and the more of us that change our political status to being an American state national. So if you're born in Illinois, you're an American state Illinoisan. If you're born in New York, you're an American State New Yorker. If you're born in New Jersey, you're an American State New Jerseyer. And each state used to be a country to itself, but they created the union. And we've forgotten all this. So we all have to come back to the land jurisdiction, okay? And I'm talking law now. Land jurisdiction is where we belong, we the people. And we own all the assets. But these criminals, these pirates that pretend to be our government, have stolen everything. And they've bankrupted us 5 times already. We're in our 6th roll. And this is why they want to vaccinate everybody, is because the vaccines are deadly. And I'm seeing the evidence of that. The vaccines are deadly. They have all kinds of poisons in them. They have blood from other people, and God knows if it has AIDS or not. They have fecal matter. They have...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. They have mercury. They have, you know, they have all kinds of poisons in them, you know, and they want to inject us with that. You know what? I would love to turn around and grab Mr. Bill Gates and Mr. Fauci and inject them with all the vaccines they got planned to put in us. So if you change your political status, right, you're going to get cards, you're going to get IDs, because they have an ID system that they're putting together where it's going to state that you're an American national and you're not part of their corporation. And if they touch your body, then they're actually causing you harm and trespass. That's what it's called. And you can actually, you have the right to protect yourself and defend yourself. That's part of our
So I have a question.
Sure.
Wild, fabulous and wild and really interesting stuff. And you know, you talk about it's out there, the proof is out there. What kinds of things can you point to for our listeners to help them really understand what they can look at that demonstrates all this stuff that you're talking about?
So there's a couple of YouTube videos. They're on Brighteon too. Adapt 2030. Remember that YouTube, the person who owns Adapt 2030. Look at Suspicious Observers. These are scientists, by the way. No, Adapt 2030 is not a scientist, but Benjamin is a scientist. So Adapt 2030, Suspicious Observers, they're all talking about the grand solar minimum. There's one other guy, but he's a little bit too far out there, so I don't want to give his information. So start looking at grand solar minimum stuff and start learning. There's another great guy that I love following, and he Doug Vogue is his name, Douglas Vogue, and he actually has so look for Doug Vogue. You'll find him, even though I may be misspelling his name. But he's a guy. I'm gonna give you his actual website. Diehold, Diehold Foundation. That's his YouTube channel, and he'll tell you all about the grand solar minimum and all about what's coming. There's other people like Ice Age Farmer. He is telling us the truth about no food and how they're doing this. So the purpose of this whole pandemic thing, that is a fraud, it is a fraud, and it is for the rich to get richer and for them to make billions. And now that Trump has put this order in, I know he's in on the money. The vaccinations, they want to vaccinate people, but they want to charge people. And they want to do it globally, and they're going to make trillions of dollars killing a bunch of people. So also you can look at Agenda 2030 online. Just look up the word Agenda 2030, Agenda 2020, okay? And, you know, there's another video that somebody put out where this pandemic was planned 10 years ago. By who? By the Rockefellers. And Bill Gates is a Rockefeller. So it all kind of comes together. So all you have to do is follow the money. That's what you got to do to figure out what is going on and how you can find this out. So like I said, the American state assemblies is a great place to get a ton of information. That's a place that will connect you to Anna von Reitz. It talks about the three constitutions, The three constitutions are on here. It talks about helping veterans. It talks about the government, what the plan for reconstruction, you know, what they're doing. Anna von Reitz is a person that has I've learned so much from her, that has all this information. They have all the data. She has all the evidence. She has all the evidence of the criminality as well. So the place that you can go to is a blog on Blogger that's called Paul Stramer, STRAMER.net. And you will see a bunch of patriots there posting this information that basically will tell you what we have. So what we have is an evil mercenary government subcontractors and private companies that are corporations that are funding, and they're all in collusion with each other. And the word collusion means that they're in bed with each other. And if you've noticed, since Reagan time, they've been taking all the laws that prevented them from having collusion, from them being able to benefit financially. So Fauci, because he's in government, never should be allowed to be able to profit from the vaccine. But he's in bed with Bill Gates. How did that happen?
So I've been hearing a lot in talking to, the influencers out there about this all tying back to Bill Gates. Can you walk us through what the significance is, and with Bill Gates being like the patient zero, so to speak, of all of this, because people are really angry with Bill Gates and he's been demonized about
this. Yes, this man, I'm telling you, Fauci, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, they should all be hung because they are treasoners. They are enemies on our shores, and they are domestic enemies on our shores, and that's in our Constitution. They have caused more murders. Bill Gates thinks he's a demigod. That's the problem. His ego is on steroids. And he thinks I'm going to tell you this, he stole DOS. He's not really the guy that invented DOS. They stole the technology and killed the guy that invented it. And you could do your research on that too. And then what they did is they set him up, because they always do, because he is a Rockefeller. And the Rockefellers always control all the channels of oil, of communication, of technology. See where I'm going with this? So mm-hmm. Bill Gates is just doing the bidding of his family, which is the Rockefeller. And so Bill Gates basically thinks he's a god. He believes, and by the way, we're all gods. You know, we're all solar deities in these physical forms, like I said, in the infinite. But at this point, he thinks his personality, his ego, is God. That's where he's taken the wrong direction. Okay? That's where he's totally failing and forgetting that he's human. And he's just taking lives in India, taking lives in Africa. He's being sued all over the world. And he's part of what they call the chemical industry, which is chemicals that are poisoning the earth and also chemicals that are poisoning people's bodies. And he wants to put in a chip in the vaccines to chip us. That's why they're putting 5G up, by the way. 5G is not to make your technology go faster. It's actually to lose our right to have privacy. You know, that's, I think, the third or fourth amendment in the Constitution. The Second Amendment, they're already abolishing in California. There's no more guns being sold. There's no ammo being sold. That's against the Constitution. So all these governors are violating the constitutions. They are enemies, domestic enemies on our shores. And if you look at the history of these people that are in government, you'll find how corrupt they are and that they've been in criminal families, and the criminal families are running the planet. That's the reality. So I agree with you about Bill Gates, and I will say this, because he's murdered so many people across the globe, the Geneva Convention, there's a law there that if you murder people on the globe, you get to die.
Oh, my gosh. So these are radical words, and to speak it with freedom. Are you ever concerned that anybody would be concerned about what you have to say if the fibers are that strong mm-hmm. within the hands of the wealthy and the powerful. Does it ever concern you to stand up and
no.
give people the
no.
okay? She says no, absolutely not.
So if my life ends, right, the only thing that ends is this body. My consciousness will live forever, and it always has, and it's come before this, and it'll continue after this. So I'm here temporarily, you know, whether I live another 40 years or I live another 5 months or another, you know, 10 days, it doesn't matter. At least I was able to communicate this to people, get the word out, and that people can listen to the show over and over and over again. And, you know, I will tell you this, when the proverbial S hits the fan, and it is going to hit here, I'm seeing more and more law enforcement officers agreeing with me. I could show you the video. There's one that was sent to me on Instagram of this police officer that was talking to his fellow officers and telling them that what the governor is doing is completely criminal in California, that he's not going to follow him, and he's telling his fellow officers that you need to follow the Constitution because you took an oath to it. And that we the people, are their bosses. Not the government, not the federal government that gives them their money. See, that's how they took control of this country, is they control the money. If they control the money, they control the food, right? And that's how they're going to manipulate people. And I'd rather be a free being, and that's why I speak so freely and I'm not afraid, is because I'd rather have freedom and speak about this than shut up and become, you know, be in a fascist country, which we have right now. This is fascism at its best. What I'm seeing is forcing people to wear masks. I have a document that I actually downloaded from Paul Streamer. And if you subscribe to Paul Streamer, you'll get all this information. And in this document, it states face masks. Mask exemption. I am exempt from any ordinance requiring the use of face masks. Warning, a face mask poses a mental and or physical risk to me. Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, I am not required to disclose my medical conditions. Department of Justice, ADA violation reporting number. Violating ADA can incur steep penalties. Governor Newsom, you're in trouble. A fine of $75,000 may be imposed for initial violations and $150,000 for subsequent violations. So if everybody started to file these against Governor Newsom, he'd lose all his money, and he pretty soon would be giving up being governor of the state of California. Warning, face masks, and this is by the Department of Justice, warning, face masks. Mask is a more hazardous than the threat of coronavirus. Covering your nose and mouth forces you to inhale carbon dioxide constantly, limiting your oxygen intake. Hypoxia, oxygen deprivation, impairs body functions and including brain activity. The oral bacteria that builds up inside your mask is another health hazard. Excessive oral bacteria harms tissue of the mouth, including gums and throat, as well as teeth. Your mouth needs to constantly airflow to stay healthy. A clean mouth, disease prevention.
Wow.
So all this is out there, and all you have to look at it, and you can. I'm planning to print this out. I took a picture of it. I'm planning to print it out, put it on my car, put it on my person, and if I walk into any store, I'm going to let them know under no circumstances am I going to put a mask on, and that I can fine them. I can make sure that the Department of Justice gives them a fine of $75,000 or $150,000 for violating my rights.
So that's wild. I was going
and
to...
I'll give this to you. You know, I'll email it to you so you could post it on the, if you want, on
my
show.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you'll
absolutely.
Have it there so everybody can download it. It's an image. I'll try to turn it into a PDF and send it to you so everybody can download the PDF. You can print it and carry it with you. Same thing with vaccines. Vaccines, they're not allowed to do this. Our first right is to put whatever the hell we please in our bodies and do whatever we want with our bodies. That is our vehicle here. They don't have a right to puncture you, to do anything like that. And I'm telling you, so here's what I want to tell people, what I want you to realize. More and more of our armed forces, and our, which is our military, and there's a faction, there's two factions fighting each other right now that you're not aware of. It's the Pentagon, and you can go to Anna Von Reitz, you can go to Paul Stramer's website and look for this information, and you'll find it there, and you'll find the evidence of it. But what I foresee happening is that this revolution, and I saw it, by the way, I saw that there was going to be a civil war in this country, and I saw that it would start in June. And I'm right on the money, unfortunately, because of what Trump is doing to try and force everybody to take vaccines. He is violating the Constitution. He took an oath to it. What are you doing violating our Constitution and taking an oath to it, forcing people to take vaccines? That is called a treasonous act. That is an enemy, a domestic enemy on our shores, period. End of story.
I hear the passion. I hear the passion of someone who cares and is trying to wake people up. What I'm hearing. It's like, wake up and look at what's happening. And I am a fan of The Simpsons. I've watched The Simpsons since they started as a funny show. And they have an episode of The Simpsons where all the rich people in town, and Montgomery Burns was the head, and they met in this mansion, like some shadow organization, and they were manipulating, in secret, and they were manipulating elections and what's on TV. And in the episode of Homer got into the process somehow and became a member. And then he realized what they were doing, and his daughter, of course, who's the demonstrating member of the family.
Right.
The whole thing was about disbanding this secret and letting people know that this organization is there. We watch that stuff on TV in a fun show like The Simpsons. We think it's hilarious. And what you're telling me is that's what's really happening in our world every day.
That is. And you know what? They do this. It's called predictive programming. So you get part of you gets used to it, the idea. But the other part of it is because there's a part of them that are human that feel guilty. So they tell us before they're going to do something. They tell us through movies and they tell us through television programs. And programs, think about it, the word television program. What is a program to program you? You really got to think of, it's not program, it's programming. They call it television programming. What are they programming?
Right.
You. So you got to kind of go, whoa, wake up and go, oh, my God, this woman. I may sound totally outlandish, but I guarantee you in the next 6 months when you see this civil war starting, you'll look back and you'll listen to this and you'll go, holy crap, she was right on the money. And I didn't do my research. And she gave me all kinds of tips. She'd tell me all the websites to go look for this information. You can go to Four Winds. Go look at Four Winds. It's been around for 11, 12 years telling us about all this stuff. People don't want to look at this. People don't want to, they don't want to think, because we've been programmed by the government to trust them, that they are friends, that they're going to take care of us. We don't want to believe otherwise because we're innocent. It's the truth of most humans is that there's innocence there and they want to believe what supposed authorities are, and what they've done is they've lied about all this. They've programmed you. They've taken over our airwaves. All the television stations are ours because we belong to the land and soil jurisdiction. They took over our air. They took over our sea. They took over everything. And now what they're trying to do. So here's the clincher, the big clincher, and you can find this online. And look for this on Paul Stramer's, the different articles that are there. You can put it in there. The reason why they want to do the vaccines and they want to kill most of the population here in the United States and on the planet, they want to get rid of the Georgia Stones in Georgia. Go look at that. It's right there in your face. They want to kill 7 billion people so they could have a billion people that could serve them as their slaves. That's their plan.
That's pretty crazy.
All the governors in the United States that are the fake governors are involved. They're all part of what is the old world order that calls themselves the new world order. They're all part of it. And it's all in your face. And some of it is just too much even for me to watch. There's a woman, Deborah Tovaris. And, oh, my God, she shows you all the evidence of what they're doing. She has it right there, and you can access all that. She's done all the research. She's a hero to me. But when I watch the stuff that she talks about, I just can't swallow it. It's like too much pain and too much, like, how could a group of human beings do this to another group of human beings? How could they? They've lost their sense of humanity. So in a way, I have compassion for them because they totally have lost it. And they think they're doing the right thing by eliminating 7 billion people on the planet, regardless, I will tell you this, because we're in these times where, the government's going to try and depopulate everybody globally, and this is their coronavirus pandemic, plandemic, okay? And look for that on YouTube, plandemic, and you'll find all kinds of YouTube videos where they show you evidence of this as well. Or the Earth is going to do that because we're entering into this solar cycle, sun cycle, where the sun recedes, and we get a lot of electromagnetic frequency from the sun that could cause a Carrington event, worse than a Carrington event. I mean, there's a lot of things coming at us that we chose to be here in this time because it's very exciting, right? To the ego, especially.
Yes. Yes.
You gotta realize there's a lot. I'm putting a lot on your shoulders right now. But in case I don't, like, in case they kill me, and it's possible, that they would do that. I'm not big enough for them to do that, to be honest with you. And there's too many other people talking about this, so I'm not worried about it. But the more of us that talk, and the more I want to give you solutions. I'm not just talk about, I don't like to just fear-monger people, like a lot of these videos are fear-mongering and they don't give you a solution. And that's why I'm telling everybody, you want to be a true, like, American that loves the Republic, that loves the Constitution. I love the Constitution. The country I was born in, not by choice, because my parents moved there from the U.S., doesn't have a Constitution. That country, you are proven guilty until proven innocent. You know what that means? You stay in jail forever, unless you have a ton of money to pay bribes with. Okay.
Yes.
Prevent.
You're talking about Mexico.
Yes. So this prevents that from. And I'm so grateful that I live it, even though this is a tribulation time that we're in. I'm so grateful that we do have the Constitution to fall back on, and that a lot of, like I said, armed forces are going to start realizing we're next. They're going to use us like they always have used you guys. They've used you in mercenary wars for profit. They haven't used you to protect the United States, the unincorporated United States of America and its people. Because if they would have done that, we would have all our gold, all our silver. We'd have all the money. Every single American in this country would be a billionaire, and it wouldn't be in the hands of these criminals like Bush and Trump and Bill Gates and the Rockefellers. It wouldn't be in their hands.
So I want to call something out for you because you made some references. We have an article on the website New Age Guild. You've written an article, Call Out to Spiritual Freedom Fighters, where you've given some video references and you've quoted some articles and some really good informational links for people. So I wanted to make sure I spoke to that. Go to the New Age Guild, go to the article links, and you'll see Sonic's article there, Call Out to Spiritual Freedom Fighters.
Yeah.
And you've got all kinds of things there. The thing that really stood out for me is you go through at the beginning of this article, you give us some bullet points on some things to look at in history. And the first thing you talked about was the Germans in World War II.
That's right.
And their war against the Jewish and the Polish people. And I'm like, that was like really powerful for me, because I think that we keep repeating this because we let the stuff get away from us. And then, of course, the next thing I think about is the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. We're the Roman Empire if we're not careful, right?
Guess what? The Roman Empire never fell. That's what's running our country. Okay, in the real republic and in the Constitution, does it say we have to have senators and House of Representatives? Does it even mention Republicans and Democrats? No. Now, democracy? Now, you go back 3,000 years ago, where did they have a democracy? Oh, in Rome. And now they've copied that and brought it over here. And what did they try to do globally? Turn every country into a democracy. So you really got to wake up and go, oh, shit. You're right. It's not in our Constitution. It has nothing
right.
to do with our republic and running our country. Nothing. And they've just foisted it and laid it over and lied. Okay, so Roman law. There's lots of different laws. Roman law, it's okay to rape, steal, kill, cheat, all that. And that's what we have in D.C. That's what we have in California, New Jersey, in the government offices. That's what we have. And a lot of our – this is a call out to law enforcement, and this is from me to you, and a call out to our military people and our veterans to wake the hell up. Because the hand that feeds you is the hand that's going to bite you. And in the end, they'll throw you away just like they've done with all the vets. The vets were promised thousands of dollars. They were promised to have a nice, cushy pension when they came back from mercenary wars that were for profit. In other words, you fought a war, and there's people that are actually talking about this, the war in Iran. There was nobody lighting up the gas, where the oil comes from. That was our own troops that were told to do that. When you hear this stuff and you hear how sick it is, that's why a lot of our vets come back and they're like, they have post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yes,
because
they do.
They realize, they go, I just screwed America. And I love America, and I love my Constitution, and they totally brainwashed me, and they used me and threw me away like a wet rag and just went, we don't need you anymore. That's why we have so many homeless people on the street that are veterans. I see tons of them. I'm a vet.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing on the street? You should have gotten a really cushy pension. How come you don't have that pension? That's what you need to ask yourselves. And you that are in the military right now, don't think it's going to be any different for you. You gotta go talk to your vets.
And the thing is, you bring a good point up, you know, and I have to say that's pivotal for me too, because I experienced that coming out of the military. There are a lot of homeless people right now in the part of the community. I live in California, and they are just letting people out of mental hospitals and prisons because they're using the coronavirus to just kind of get people out of the system. They're not holding on to people. And so people are just wandering the streets.
Yeah.
And it does. My community doesn't look the same anymore.
No, not community will. I mean, California, you got to, and I have a video I'll be happy to send to you and you can post it, about where Governor Newsom came from. That he came from four different families, and one of them I actually knew personally, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say because my dad knew them. But there's four very wealthy families that have been running the state of California, that have been owning the state of California, that are mobsters. Okay. And I'll send you the video and you can post it so people can see it, see the evidence of it. And Newsom comes from those families. He's a criminal. We have a criminal in office. The last governor that we had, Brown, he's also part of the criminal. They're all criminals. And we have the evidence of it. Why are we allowing these people to run our offices? So this is why I'm saying, when people wake up, and people are going to wake up in mass, and you, the military, is going to wake up in mass, because the earth is kind of pushing you that way, and the more they squeeze us, the more we're going to wake up. That's the cool part about this, is that we're so goddamn lazy, we have to be squeezed to death. So I'm literally squeezed into a corner when we finally go, enough of this crap. I'm not going to take it. When that happens, what I see is that this civil war is going to start this summer, 2020, and it's going to end in the summer of 2022. And it's going to end to our benefit. And we are going to get rid of all of these enemies, domestic enemies on our shores. And all of them are in every single government office, every single government mansion, in D.C. They're all criminals, and they're all part of the global organized crime syndicate that is run by the Pope and by the Queen of England. And they've all profited from it. And when you start to find out who the IRS is and who the IRR is, Internal Revenue, you find out that they are the collection agency for the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank is a bunch of private foreign bankers that took over our treasury and stole everything. And that's where we're at today.
And that's where we're at today. Oh, wow.
This is why they're doing this. The reason why they're doing this is because they owe us trillions of dollars. Trillions. And when you go look at this information on Paul Stremer, okay, and you start reading the articles and seeing the proof of it, the evidence, they don't just give you hearsay. They give you the evidence. That's when you go, holy moly, no wonder they want us dead. Because they can't pay back what they've gambled. These people have gambled on our shoulders.
That's yeah, they have.
Okay, that is the truth of what's going on. And they don't want to pay it back because they're criminals. You know, how can you expect criminals to pay you back? I mean, come on. You know, and I kind of sent that to Anna and went, hey, Anna, you know, how do you expect these criminals to pay you? I mean, all they know how to do is murder, rape, kill, and steal. That's it. You know, that's their vocabulary. It starts there and ends there, so don't expect them to pay anything back. You know, but I do see that we'll get our country back when our armed forces and our, you know, and our law enforcement realizes that they're next. And that I guarantee you, if you put law enforcement and you put, unless they're psychopaths, okay, or if you put the military in front of people and they're in your family's right there and the president says, Trump tells them, okay, you need to shoot them. He's not going to shoot them. That's his family. What is he working so hard for and working and, you know, like his life is at risk to kill his own family? They're not going to do that. And there is going to be a big wake up. And you're going to realize that we, the people, are your bosses. That's how the Constitution was written. You're to follow us. There's several constitutional sheriffs in California, in Humboldt County, that told the governor to go blow, that they're not gonna, that we are their bosses, not the governor. And there needs to be more and more law enforcement that listens to this, and more military that listens to this and realizes that you have been bamboozled and you've been programmed. And I'm like, wake up, you know, snap out of it. Snap out of your training and your programming, because it's all programming, and you were programmed to be a slave for them, and then they're going to throw you like a wet rag, and all you have to do is talk to other vets. That's all. The proof is right there. Go talk to a vet on the street. Ask them what happened. And if you're in the military SEAL, this is your future. Unless you want to change it.
The programming. I want to talk about the programming for a minute, because the programming is a concept that's really super important, and I know that for a lot of people, they don't understand that, you know, you can be, I am a personal trainer. I can program you to do things to make your body stronger. I can program you to do things to lose weight. Everything, we program our children to do what we need to do. You know, programming is part of our lives. It's what our system thrives on.
You got
right?
it.
The disciplines of being human is about how you program your words, your brain, your spirit, your soul. You program everything. And they say that 21 days, it takes 21 days to build a routine. How can we as humans stand up and take steps, you know, in terms of using spirit to open our eyes or protect or unveil? What can we do, Sonic, in these coming weeks to help us focus our energies where we need to focus so that we can build the strength back in our individual selves, in our community selves, and in our country?
So the first thing is the spirit, the soul, right? That's our foundation. To realize, to have that real self-realization that I will exist, this consciousness that embodies this body, this physical body, and is known as Sonic or is known as Angel or is known as Barry, came first. It's always been there and it always will be. So that's your foundation. If you have that foundation, then all the external stuff that's going on is not really going to agitate you very much. That's why when you ask me, like, what if they killed you tomorrow? I'm like, okay, I'm free. I'm a free being. I always will be. I was born free, and I will die free. But the only thing that's going to die is my body. You won't be able to hear me anymore, and I won't be able to talk to you anymore, and that's okay. You know, and hopefully I have graduated from this wheel of reincarnation and samsara because I'm doing this and speaking out against evil here, that I will be able to go into a place where there's peace and there's joy and there's none of this that exists in this dimension, in this planetary system, you know. So that's number one. And find different people that fill you spiritually, that make you feel and that point you in this direction, that point you into this place of realizing I'm way more than my body. You know, if you look at, and you can look at all the hidden, you know, there's all these religions on planet Earth that are also programming, by the way, it's all programming. And, you know, and the religions, you know, first started as a spiritual community, then it turned into a cult, and then it turned into a religion. And when it turns into a religion, they've, like, taken all the nuts and bolts out of it that were the primary, like, if you read Rumi, okay? That will fill your soul. That will fill your spirit. There's a lot of clues about, you know, there's a Rumi poem that says, I'm knocking on the door, you know, on the door for God to let me in. I'm knocking. All of a sudden, I realize I'm inside. I'm in there already. You're already down. So realize that you are already that. We are, if you like, expressions. People call it fractals, expressions of the divine through these physical bodies. And the divine is eternal. It doesn't die. It can't be killed. It can't be bottled. So stop listening to the BS that some spiritual people that are here on the planet fear-mongering and telling you that, oh, they have the technology here to take your soul and put it in a baloney.
That's
hoopla. So don't listen to that, because there's in every corner, we live in a polarity universe. We live in a polarity planet where you're going to have opposition. You're going to have both sides. You know, so choose your side. My side is to come into a place of peace, of oneness, of being in a state of just realizing that if my life ends tomorrow, because it could happen to any of us, we could go at any second. You know, a car could fall on my head, for God's sake. You know, I'm driving on the freeway and this guy decides to go off the freeway and he ends up falling on my car, or a big rock. This has happened to people. You know, who knows what's going to happen? At least, you know, if I have my center and I know who I am and I know what I am, it's not just who you are. The who is the personality, the ego personality. The what is the divine creator that you are, the creative being that you are, that is expressed in this body. That once this expires, this time capsule, this machine, that's the body expires, you continue on. So, you know, doesn't that make you feel like, no matter happening in the external world, in this physical, you know, comings and goings and doings, and you know, I know that I'm going to be intact, that I'm going to stay true to the being that the divine is.
Wow.
That's the first foundation. Go ahead.
So check it out. That flew by so fast. We literally have 60 seconds left in the show.
Oh my God.
That was a lot of really good information, and I have a couple of takeaways before we say goodbye. So number one, I want to get you on again. I think you're coming up sometime soon so we can finish this conversation. And I did write a note that you wanted to talk about gardening and such. So I will be in touch. And I'm gonna transcribe this and post it and get some of the links out there for people so that they can hear and see and sample some of this stuff. But this was a really great show. Thank you for your energy and thank you for your focus. And thank you for your courage to just be transparent, because it's not easy to be the person standing up in a room full of people looking at you, sounding like you're talking crazy talk, but you're not. and making us hear and making us listen. So thank you so much.
Thank you
very much for your being. And have a fabulous day. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
I will send out the transcription. I will put all the links on there for electronic reference. In the meantime, you guys have a fabulous day, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hey, and I'll send you the links so you'll have them.
Thank you, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
You
bye.
Too.